So now it's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Discussion of Anubhava, which is a 200-page chapter about Anubhava. So, well, definitely after the end of 200 pages, we should learn something about what is Anubhava. At this juncture, they're talking about the guna, Krishna guna, as an udipan to awaken love or intense feelings of ecstasy and sentiments of bhakti ras in the hearts of the pure devotees. The stahirati means the permanent relationship or the foundation of love. I love you as my husband. I love you as my daughter. I love you as my mother. So husband relationship is madhurya, madhurati. And friend relationship, oh, you're my friend, you're my girlfriend. That's sakhi, sakhiva, friendship, sakhirati. And as friend and as mother, mother means intense affection mixed with moods of protection and nourishment and chastisement and correction. It's called vatsalya, vatsalya rati, vatsalya bhav, motherly affection, parental love. That's stairati. And then in this vibhav is that foundation, I mean that's the permanent relationship, the foundation by which bhakti ras arises. The ras, the mellow, the ecstasy that one experiences in exchanges, intimate exchanges or personal exchanges with mother and daughter, mother and son, friend to friend, lover to lover, husband to wife. So what stimulates that or what excites that is called the udipan. So one udipan is Krishna's qualities. So we're going through them one by one. 64 qualities. Krishna's the sarva sau lakshananvita. Krishna's body is endowed with all auspicious features. And then, so much category within category within category. Then he says that actually there's two auspicious characters, two types. Auspicious qualities of the body and the markings on the hand and feet. So these are also just the markings on the body or the charan chinna of Krishna. So when we talk about markings on the body, we mean the redness or the elevation of a limb, the position of a particular bodily part, how it's raised, how it's the rounded shoulders or the conch shell like neck. This is the shape of the design of, that's a quality of Krishna's body. And another one is the color. The color of Krishna's blue or some blue mixed with red, like this. And now there's a verse he cites. Raga saptasu hanta sachvapi shishur angeshvalam tungata. Visara sas trishu karavata trishu tata gamirata chatrishu. Daragyam, oh, this is actually like the six Goswamis. Daragyam panchasukim chapanchasusake samprekshate sukshmata dvachim shadvaralakshana katamaso gopesha sambhavyate. He explains. This is one of the elderly gopas, friends of Nanda Maharaj. And he's addressing Nanda Baba. Hey, Nanda Baba, I see that your child, Yashoda Dulal, he has 32 auspicious marks on his body. How is it possible that such a child can be born in a cowherd's house? Generally, to have such long arms and all these high chest and broad chest, all these wonderful bodily characteristics, 32 auspicious characteristics of design, shape, color, etc., lines on the hand, chinna on the feet. They're only found in Brahmins or in demigods, very high beings, but in a cowherd man, a Pashupal, Gopal, a keeper of cows. You see people in the village, what we call the Vaishyas or the cow tenders, the farmers. In India, it's very easy. Do they have very auspicious bodily features? The answer is, do they have very auspicious bodily features? The answer is no. So he's saying, we're nomads, we're gypsies, like Rajasthani gypsies. We wander from here and there with our cows, and we take care of the animals, milking cows and cleaning them and this and that. But how is it your son is like this? And what are these 32, elevated symptoms that he has? I mean, special symptoms. Well, let's hear. Some it's to do with color, the color of his limbs, and the shape of his limbs, the color. There are seven red parts of Krishna's body. What are they? His lips, his upper and lower lips are red because he uses lipstick. Acha? No, they're naturally red. Bimba raktadhara. Bimba raktadhara. His lips are rakta, red like a bimba fruit, like something like pomegranate type. But actually darker, not so bright red like that. Lips, then? Eyes? He has red eyes? He's a bull? Oh. Krishna Kripa Kataksha, Kataksha, Aksha, Kataksha, Kata, corner, Aksha, eye. The corner of his eyes, the corner of his eyes is red. Why? He drank whiskey all night? He stayed up all night on the internet? The mother says, why are your eyes all red? You're drinking whiskey? No, I was up all night on the internet. Yeah. You see so many red-eyed kids these days. The corners of his eyes are, why are they red? His heart is feeling extremely intoxicated. He hasn't drank whiskey, but he's drank Radharas. Radharas Sudha. That Sudha, that nectar Sudha of Radha's Ras. She has such ras that Krishna intoxicates Krishna's heart. So then something happens to his heart. It starts getting excited and moving faster. So then his eyes become reddish with an intense rag, intense attachment, which every moment it gets more intense. It's called anurag. His eyes, the corner of his eyes, and his lips. And what else? The soles of Krishna's feet. That means he put some, what do they call that? Hena? He put hena there or kunko? No. They're naturally red. The edge of his eyes, the soles of his feet, and the palms of his hand. What else? And his lips. The roof of his mouth, his palate. The upper part of his mouth is not pink. It's reddish. And his tongue is reddish. And what else? One last thing. I think we said his hands. The palms of his hands and the soles of his feet. We said that. Hands and feet. Soles and palms. What else? What type of fingernails does he have? Rubies. They look, they're shiny like rubies. Padmaraga. Yeah, Padmaraga. Interesting name, right? A ruby's called Padmaraga. Raga means color and Padma means lotus. So that which is colored like a red lotus. Hindi is a very tricky language. What's the name for ruby? What is ruby? I mean, good ruby is dark red or like that. Not so dark, but that's the color of a red lotus flower, Padmaraga. It's in the Shastras, Asakalila, I forgot, I can't remember it. Thank you. So that's it, we covered it. Six parts of Krishna's body are elevated. Rays. What's rays or elevated about Krishna? Let's start with the obvious things. Elevated. Clearly listen to the word. Elevated. There's some difference. Elevated. Raised. Elevated. I gave some qualifying word. Raised or elevated. His nose is raised because he's proud like the Queen of England. Why is Krishna's nose raised? So he can smell the fragrance of Radharani ki. Right. Because if your nose is like this, can you smell? If you go, you ever see a dog when he's trying to smell something? What does he do? Well, Krishna's nose is raised. And what's the obvious, the most obvious thing? Krishna has a raised chest. Elevated, raised. Good try. What's connected to the chest? Shoulders. The shoulders are elevated. Well, this is an interesting thing. His nose, there's three more left. Elevated or raised. His mouth, and his mouth is somehow raised. It used that. I don't know if that's what it says. Six of the 32. And then his waist is raised, and his nails. His nails are not flat. They're kind of like a nice curve to them. Very. There's different shapes. Everything is different shapes of fingernails. If they're like this, they're very auspicious. If they're flat, they're not so auspicious. You know, they're, you know, like. There's so many things. Three, okay, now. So this is some overlapping here, but this is what it says. Krishna has three broad limbs. Oh, I guess, okay, that works. Something can be raised and also broad, yes? So what's the obvious thing that's raised and broad? His chest. It's like, big, you know, broad and raised. Oh. Like, whatever. That's one. Then what else? Again, his waist is broad. It's elevated, but it's broad. Because if it's just elevated, it means you're starving. Someone's starving, you know, the African kids don't eat anything. Their belly goes looks like they have a basketball in their belly. They pose for these pictures. And they're all skinny like this. And they, please give money and this, that. And all the money goes to somebody's pocket. So it's elevated, not like that. And then it's wide. So it's because it's very beautiful. It's also shaped like a banyan leaf. Three broad limbs, his waist, forehead, and chest. Krishna has three short limbs. What's shorter than Krishna's body? His neck is short. His lower legs are short. And his genital is short. Krishna has three deep limbs. Deep navel. What else?
Very deep voice.
And what else? Buddhi, deep intelligence. Five limbs of Krishna are long. Arms reaching down to his knees. Ajanu lambita goranga ki. His eyes are long, elongated. The word is elongated. Elongated. Lotus-like, Padmaksha. Pundrikaksha. And his cheeks are long. His knees are long. That's what it says. And his nose, arms, eyes, cheeks, and knees. Five of Krishna's limbs are fine. What are those fine things? His hair is very fine on his head. So if it's fine, does that mean it's not wavy? Fine just means like some girl from Germany with this real fine thin hair just stuck on the side of her head like that goes to psh, like that. Is it? What's the answer? If it's fine, that means it's not wavy. No. Yeah. That's kind of the speciality because generally people have wavy hair without doing something to it. It's all kind of wiry type. It's not fine. It's kind of like some brush or something. Some broom or something. Jaru. So they have, you observe, anyone who has fine hair, it's usually like stuck. But Krishna's hair is fine and it's wavy. Very thin, but it's naturally wavy. Extraordinary characteristic. Bhagavan. And these are fine, and then his hair, his head hair is very fine. His body hair is very fine. Hardly you can see it, it's so thin and fine. His teeth are very fine and expertly shaped. His finger joints are very fine and elegant, we can say. Elegant, fine, and his skin. Altogether, this makes, these are the marks of a great personality according to the literature concerning bodily markings. Because there are so many books, Vedic books, there's, what's it called? Samudrika, maybe. Samudrika, I forget. I think it's, there's a book about the different auspiciousness. And just by seeing someone's body, you can tell what varna they are. Or what their characteristics are. Or there's a combination. The forehead, I mean, there's many things. I mean, reading a person, telling a person's varna is also the forehead. And the there's lines in the forehead and the forehead shape. So many things indicate many things. But the auspiciousness, with these 32 auspicious markings, Krishna possesses the best markings among all the coward people with auspicious markings. Such markings are not found even in all the avatars of the Lord. So how is it possible for these markings to appear on an ordinary coward boy? Asked Jiva Goswami. So we'll continue there tomorrow.